Okay, interesting.
Also referred to as pants, but I sort of picked that up from my mother. She said it was, my mother was a very proper Victorian type, really. And she said pants was a kind of a vulgar, crude word, a common word. She used the word common. And so I refer to them as trousers. Now, you were underwear, yeah, I refer to it as my shorts.
Well, men use what to keep their trousers up? They use an elastic?
Suspenders. Or a belt around the waist, or suspenders. I don't wear suspenders often, but on occasion I do. Most often you rely on a belt.
Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Fried chicken, steak, cold canned tomatoes, ham, turkey. I eat a pretty broad range of foods.
What are Betty's specialties? What does she cook best?
She's a good cook. Excuse me. She cooks everything well, really. she cooks everything well.
She's
a perfectionist.
Like Mexican food? Do you eat Mexican
food? She makes enchiladas with a fried egg on top.
She stacks them?
No, usually I think she rolls them.
Oh, she rolls them and puts an egg on top. How interesting.
Yeah, she rolls them. I prefer them that way, although some people stack them. The result is the same, the taste is the same, but I prefer them rolled.
Yeah, it's a little bit messier to make that way, but... are there some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
I don't know. Betty buys all the food, and I don't know. The question was, are there some that are cheaper to buy than to make? I just really can't answer that question.
Well, easier to, well, because we like, we go to,
we
don't
call
we don't
Betty
make...
and ask her, but she makes all the Mexican food that we eat.
Does she make tamales?
No, she doesn't. You can buy them here. It's easier to buy them. I don't know whether if the cost would be by comparison if you made it yourself, but there's just all over town there's places where you can buy tamales. They are good, you don't get any of that in Georgia, do you?
No, we don't get any good Mexican food in Georgia.
What are you now, in your last year of your PhD? And are you going to be a professor?
Maybe. Or I might, I've been thinking about teaching English to foreign workers that high-tech companies bring over as, you know, foreign, like from
PhD,
the East, Far East.
Would enjoy a very fine job.
Well, I hope so. I hope there's some jobs when I graduate this time. what kinds of crops are grown in El Paso?
Cotton is the primary crop, but there's in more recent years, the last 20 years or so, they grow some wheat around here. we grow a lot of pecans. Of course, that's a crop. Well, you're going up to Las Cruces on the back road. You go through the Stallman Farms, which are all pecan trees for some miles on both sides of the road, a huge area.
Do you have a fruit tree or?
Non-bearing.
That must be your mail.
Oh, man.
Yeah, thank you.